A leading member of the CPP, Professor Jimambedu Akosa, says Nkrumahism will remain relevant as long as the problems of unemployment, poverty, lack of shelter and inadequate educational facilities persist. He said it is sad that over 10% of Ghanaian children do not have access to education today when this was free during the rule of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Professor Akosa also expressed regret at the inability of Ghanaians to construct their own houses to meet the shelter needs of the people when local contractors built estates like La and Laboni under the leadership of Dr. Nkrumah.
That we need to produce and provide decent accommodation for Ghanaians, thank God we have in this country. If in 1954, 55, 56, Ghanaians were building South Labadi estates, Mamprobi, built Laboni, built Ringway, bring all the estates that we have in Accra today, built by Ghanaians, I do not see why Ghana cannot put up affordable housing for its own people. Sadly, in Ghana today, if people do not shed off their clothing, most Ghanaians cannot clothe their nakedness. Force has become the order of the day. Secondhand clothing. Ghana is a dumping ground for everything secondhand. The only thing that is not sold secondhand in this country is toilet roll, and it is only because it does not exist. So long as a Ghanaian can only wear secondhand clothing, Nkrumahism is relevant. So long as a Ghanaian does not sleep in a well-ventilated accommodation, Nkrumahism is relevant. So long as a Ghanaian will sleep on an empty stomach, Nkrumahism is relevant. So long as a Ghanaian does not have access to schooling, Nkrumahism is relevant. And so long as access to healthcare is denied to any Ghanaian, Nkrumahism is relevant. In the 50s, when education was for a few, Ghanaian contractors could do so much. 2011, when we've had the basics, everything, technical education, vocational education, all these things, we do not have confidence in our people. This country, by now, could have been self-reliant in so many things.
Professor Jimambedu Akosa. A member of the Socialist Forum of Ghana, Emilia Arthur, says there is a need for Ghanaians to see the transformation of the country in unity as a major priority as we celebrate Ghana's founding father, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Madame Emilia Arthur, who is also the Deputy Western Regional Minister, was also speaking at the Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Lectures in Accra, organized by the Socialist Forum of Ghana. She asked all who believe in the ideals of Nkrumah to learn to walk the talk.
What matters is the transformation of society and the permanent solution to the problem of poverty and social injustice that crushed so many millions today and manifested in different ways, either through gender disparities and inequities or disability inequities. Secondly, and strategically, what matters is the building by progressives of the political organizations that must lead the struggle for societal transformation. Nkrumah would never have been satisfied with today's dominant political discourse, which presents winning elections as the highest goal of politics. So far as Osagyefo is concerned, relevance must refer to people's struggles, especially in Africa and Ghana. It must reflect people's struggles for collective control over and thus equitable, secure and ever-improving access to safe water, nutrition, shelter, work and social services like health, education and dignified recreation. Indeed, in a broadcast Osagyefo the President made to the nation on December 24, 1957, he said, and I quote, "We shall measure our progress by the improvements in the health of our people, by the number of children in school, and by the quality of their education, by the availability of water and electricity in our towns and villages, and by the happiness which our people take in being able to manage their own affairs."
Member of the Socialist Forum of Ghana and Deputy Western Regional Minister Emilia Arthur.